بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في الأمر بالمحافظة على السنة وآدابها. This is the next chapter. In it is the command that we should be guarding, looking after, being very particular about the sunnah and all adab, etiquettes also of our deen. As we read previously, we should be regular with our nafil ibadat also. And nafil ibadat we must carry on, and even if we are traveling wherever as far as possible, when it is possible, don't just give it up for small reasons, small excuses. We're just feeling a little bit sick and we give it up. If a person looks after his nafil, then his sunnats will be looked after. And a person who looks after his sunnats, his faras will be looked after. And a person who looks after his faras, his iman will be looked after. But if we don't look after our nafil, then we know it ourselves. Just think of it, then our sunnats are also in jeopardy. And if we are not particular about sunnats, then we find we are lax with our faras also. And a person who is lax with his faras, he must be very afraid that the next attack is on iman. So therefore, we should look after our nafal also, so that our sunnats are looked after. And if we look after our sunnats, our farais will be looked after. And if we look after our farais, our iman will be looked after. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The first ayat in this chapter, قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you, then hold on to it, hold it firmly, take it, make it part of your life. And what he has stopped you from, stay away from it completely. So many people also ask, they say that the sunnats are not so important, it's not Allah's command. Yeah, we can see it is Allah's command. Allah is saying that what the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you, that don't only accept it, but be firm on it, hold it firmly. And what he has stopped you from, stay away from it completely. So the command of following sunnah is also from Allah Ta'ala. And it is very, very important. And the real difference between our line of thinking, that is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our elders and our way, the way of the ulama of Deoband, is that they give very great importance to the sunnah. Other people also follow deen, but they don't give that importance to sunnah. But in our circles, sunnah is very important, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can never take it lightly or just downplay it. It's very, very important. We must take it. Where a person, due to his any weakness, he can't, he shouldn't justify himself. He should make tawbah istighfar. But sunnah is very important. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi stated in Al-Ilil, this verse points to the compulsion of practicing upon the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and abstaining from that which he has prohibited. Yeah, that it is a command of Allah in the Quran Sharif that we should practice the sunnahs and hold very firmly on to them. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not speak a single word. Whenever he opened his mouth, he spoke a word. It was not from his side, but it was all wahi from Allah Ta'ala. Not only the Quran Sharif is wahi, that is called wahi-e matlu. That is that wahi which is recited. And we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And all the other wahi, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, the sunnah, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also wahi from Allah Ta'ala, but that is ghair matlu. That we don't make tilawat of it. How we make tilawat of Quran Sharif? We don't make tilawat of the hadith like that. But both are from Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, who recorded every detail, and there isn't a single person in the world from Adam alayhi salam, and perhaps till Qiyamah there won't be, whose every aspect of his life, private life, public life, has been recorded in such detail as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who were recording all, everything, they said that people tell us that over Allah's Nabi, sometimes we are angry and you say something. Sometimes you are very happy and you say something. And then usually when a person is angry, when he's very happy, he says things that normally he won't say. So perhaps that you don't really mean it. You just, at that time you just spoke it. So should we record that also? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, record each and everything. Everything is from Allah ta'ala. I don't do a thing, I don't say a word of my own accord. Everything is from Allah ta'ala. And for us to gain our success, closeness to Allah and His Rasul, is to hold on firmly and to love and to become a die hard for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where we fail, that we should make tawbah istighfar. But it should be in us that sunnah is our object of life. It's our purpose of life. That we don't only suffice on the faraz, wajib, sunnah, muakkada, but every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see the lives of our elders were exactly like that. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, right towards the end of his life, when mentally also he wasn't fully like conscious also. So his khadims were making his wuzu. And one khadim says, I said that Hazrat is in this condition, just let's make his wuzu, just the faraz. And we don't do the sunnah, miswak, etc. In that condition, Hazrat became very angry. And he said, if you can't do my khidmat, get out from here. I don't need you. And he took the miswak himself and he made miswak. So even in that condition, they were so particular about the sunnah. Maulana Siddiq Banvi rahmatullah alayhi was at one time very, very tired. And he was retiring now. His khadims were taking off his socks, etc. So he took off the socks of the right leg first. Hazrat became in that condition when he was so tired, he just wanted to sleep away. He became very upset and shouted him that, don't you know sunnah is first from the left side when you're taking off clothes. So our elders were very particular about this. And this is a great hallmark, a great trademark for a mu'min to have sunnahs in his life. Allah give us all tawfiq to learn the sunnahs, to love the sunnahs, and to practice the sunnahs, and to propagate the sunnahs. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.